I've been lucky a long time.
I think you're a giant lately and a bad term early.
The entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier is on with us, film critic and entertainment reviewer for that paper, and that is Doug Danger. And Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Phil.
And we're going to talk tonight about the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly, which has the top, what is it, the top?
Basically, it's the top 100 moments in movies and the top 100 moments of the last 100 years. Actually, I think it's the last 50 years.
Let me look at this. It's the top 100 moments in movies, yeah, in the last 50 years.
Right, the last 50 years, and it's a kind of a retrospective, I guess, for this generation of people. As a gay journalist, I think it's interesting to see how people view things, you know, how what touches us. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've often thought, what are those moments in a film that we remember more than anything else?
Well, the number one, or maybe we ought to start at the, let's start at number one.
Yeah, the number one moment is Francis Ford Coppola's Family Jewel, The Godfather. That's the top 100. I don't know if that's a moment or if that is the, if they're talking about the movie.
Well, I can think of moments from that movie. I mean, obviously, let's see, probably the most famous moment. Maybe one of the most famous moments from The Godfather is when he goes to get fruit and he's gunned down.
I was thinking of that. I was also thinking of the opening scene in The Godfather.
That's very powerful.
The opening scene with the immigrant. I'm sorry, my mind is a million miles from here right now, Phil. The opening scene is
what? What do you got? Something on your mind?
No, the opening scene is very powerful. Then they also have as number two here, Psycho, Janet Leigh. And Psycho.
Obviously the shower scene.
Yeah, that is a powerful, and of course, as a gay journalist and a gay man, I tell you, I'm not thinking.
Do you want to do this some other time? We can do it another time.
No, I want to try something if I could.
All right, I'm game. I'm game for anything, and we're always trying things here.
I want to do something that, this is going to be hard for me, but let me just say this. So, I've known you for 12 years, right?
Yeah, about 12 to 19. I think we met in 87 at the Emmys.
Right. And we're very good friends, and I've always appreciated that about you. And I want to say something, and I don't want to get too dramatic, but I knew I was going to be on the air with you tonight.
Well, Doug, if it's something that you want to talk about, you need to spit it out because I got, you know, a show to do here.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Is this?
It's something I need to say to you, and it's something that I guess I've wanted to say to you for a couple of years now. That I am.
Yes, I'm here.
Right. I'm attracted to you in a physical sense. And I believe that I'm in love with you.
If this is some kind of shtick, man.
Phil, it's not shtick. I swear to God. I've wrestled with this. And
I got to tell you, I don't know if this is the time or the place.
Well, it may not be the time or the place, but it was on my mind and I wanted to say it. And, you know, I'm out. And I've been very proudly out now for a year and a half. And it's not like it's something I'm ashamed of.
And well, you know.
No, just hear me out. I just, I'm very much attracted to you. And I feel a very strong bond of love for you. And
yeah, I got to tell you, I don't know that this is a proper time.
Phil, this is live radio. I've always been very, very proud of the fact that I'm an out gay man and I'm an out gay journalist, and I've never hid it from anybody. And
no, granted that you've never hid it from anyone, but is this the time and the place to talk about this?
I don't know a better time or place. I don't hide from anybody. I don't pick or choose my moments when I speak the truth. And I think you know enough about me to know that.
I know that you're a very, very forthright person, okay?
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah, I'm a little bit embarrassed, man. I'm on the air here. I don't know that...
Because I feel this way about you. And I wanted you to know that. And it wasn't my intention to embarrass you. It wasn't my intention to hurt you.
Well, I'm embarrassed. Okay?
Is this... Why? Why are you embarrassed? Because...
Doug, you come on... 2 minutes ago, I was introducing you, okay?
Let's forget about why I came on, okay? Let's just deal with it. I want to deal with this, Phil, okay? This is something that's in my heart, and there's a little bit of pain in my heart right now. I want to deal with this, okay? This is why I have to tell you something. This is why I'm on now, okay, to tell you this.
Were you planning this?
No, I was not planning this.
Were you planning on ambushing me with this on the air?
No, I swear to God I was not. I was not at all, and this was not on my mind at all. Yes, I was distracted by it. But I think when someone tells you that they care about you, I think there's probably a little bit something more that you can, you know, respond with than anger.
Okay, look, I'm not angry.
Well, you're responding with a kind of irritation, I think, that when someone says to you, if a woman were to say this to you, what would you say to her?
I'd say to her that I'm married, number one.
No, but I mean in terms of the sexuality of gender, what would you say to her?
Well, Doug...
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about what?
What I just told you. You're reacting to it with anger. And I just told you that I'm very much... I care about you very much. Phil?
All right, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
It was not my intention. I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, it was not your intention, but it's happened, okay? We're on the air now, you're telling me this. Doug, I'm shocked.
Tell me that you didn't expect this. Tell me that you did not expect this.
I'll tell you that I'm shocked, I'm a little bit flustered, and I'm a little bit lost for words. You've just come on the air and you've told me how you feel about me, and I'm assuming that you are talking, that you're attracted to me in a sexual sense.
In a total sense, yes. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm out and I'm proud and I don't hide these things. And I felt that this was the moment. It was now or never. I felt like I had to say something now. And
all right, well, you had to say something now. What about my feelings, okay? What about the fact that I'm on the air right now?
I understand that, Phil. You know, I'm not... I know what you're saying. I'm just... I needed to say this. I wanted to tell you this. It's not my intention to hurt you. I wanted to say it to you and find out how you feel about me. That's all.
Doug, I'm a married man, okay?
I understand you're married. I know that.
Do you understand the implications of me being married, number one?
I realize you're committed to somebody, and I'm not trying to ruin your marriage or anything. I just wanted you to know how I felt. I just wanted to know if there was any chance.
You know what? I got to tell you something. Because you're a friend of mine, I can hear the radios turning off all over the city right now, okay?
Listen, Phil, I'm sorry. If you want me to hang up.
I don't know that I want to talk about this right now, okay?
Can you just tell me how you feel?
I don't know that I...
Can you please just tell me how you feel about me?
I like you as a person and as a friend.
You like me as a person and a friend. I knew that. That's like a dagger to my heart.
Well, Doug, what did you want me to say? I'm a married man. I'm heterosexual. You know, I've got a family. I'm committed. You've been a very good friend.
How do you feel about me, though? Forget about all these other things, Phil. These are things that are illusions sometimes. You know, how do you feel? You know, I just want to hear.
I care about you as a friend. I like you as a friend.
You think this is one of those Jenny Jones things? You know, where the guy said,
"No, Jenny Jones, I'm like an ambush." Yeah, I feel ambushed.
Okay, are you resentful toward me? Are you angry toward me? Or
now, look at no, I'm not going to pick a gun up and shoot you.
I can tell you're angry. I'm very sorry. I wanted to. For you to know that, you know, I came out, and
I know you're out, and I know you're proud.
Well, I wanted you to know that our friendship's meant a lot to me, and that I do care about you, and that I do love you, and I just wanted to know how you feel about me. That's all.
I don't feel about you that way, okay?
I wanted to help you come to terms with other feelings that you've got. You know what I'm saying?
What other feelings? I don't have any other feelings, Doug. I am a married man.
Right.
I love my wife very much. I have been straight my entire life.
You don't feel as if you're fooling yourself or anything?
How am I fooling myself, okay?
When did you get married? You know? I mean, I'll tell you this right now. I've been drinking cognac all day.
And well, I would imagine that you would have had to have been putting a couple of belts into your stomach to come on the air.
And embarrass you?
Not embarrass me, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, I mean, we had something that we were going to do. We had the thing that we were going to do on...
I've embarrassed you, haven't I?
No, we just had the thing we were going to do on Entertainment Weekly. And for you to come out like this and say this to me...
I've always been very honest, Phil. You know that.
I know you're an honest guy. I admire that about you. There are a lot of things that I admire about you, okay? I'm flustered and I'm shocked. I don't know what to say to you.
You can't respond to feeling.
I don't love you like that, okay?
I have a gun.
Now, what is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean? Is that emotional blackmail or something?
No, I just wanted you to know that I had a gun.
Is that emotional blackmail? Are you saying that you're going to shoot me? Or are you going to...
No, I would never do that, Phil. I would never do that to you and Maria.
Are you saying you're going to shoot yourself?
I'm just saying that I have... I've just been out of my mind all day, that's all, you know, thinking about this, and... I saw you, you know, at the... that party the other night, and I know that I wanted to say it to you. And I've got a gun here.
You know, I'm tempted to tell you to go ahead and use it. You know that?
Well, I just might.
Well, and that's what I'm tempted to do, because I don't play that, okay? Now you're making me angry, all right?
Well, you make me angry by not being honest.
I'm being honest with you. I don't have sexual feelings for you. I'm heterosexual. I care about you very much. Although I have to tell you, you ambushing me on the air like this...
Why would you say that somebody saying that they love you is an ambush? Why would you be so insensitive that way? As I told you, I've been out of my mind all day.
Why don't you think about my feelings, okay? And how I feel about this? You're doing this on the air in the middle of my show. I got people listening to this. There was stuff that I wanted to do. Did you think about my feelings?
But, Phil, there comes a time and a place where people have got to, they've got to get it out.
I don't care what you got to get out. This is all about you. You realize that, don't you? This is you, 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 you. You needed to say, and you wanted to tell me, and you've got a gun, and you, and that emotional blackmail of telling me that you've got a gun. You want me to send 911 over there?
Phil, please.
Do you want me to send 911 over there? Is that what you want?
Listen, how angry you are, okay? All I can do is make you angry, and all I can do is make you upset. And all I wanted to tell you is that I loved you and that I cared about you. And all I'm doing now is just upsetting you.
Yes, you're upsetting me when you say to me that you've got a gun. When you tell me I've got a gun, that you're going to blow your brains out. Because why? Because I won't return your love? Because the world isn't going the way you want it to go? Is that it?
Listen how angry you are. And I never wanted to embarrass you or make you angry, okay?
Well, then stop the talk about a gun. Because you know the kind of guy I am. As far as I'm concerned, you could use that gun.
You really feel that way about me?
No, I don't feel that way about you. But I don't like the idea of you coming on here and saying, I've got a gun. I don't play that, man. You're not going to sit here and emotionally black...
Listen how angry I made you.
You didn't make me angry. You got a gun, you better put that thing away. Put it away, okay?
I hate myself now. And
well, don't hate yourself.
I hate myself for making you angry, that's all. And
all right, well, then you'd stop making me angry and quit talking about how you got a gun, okay? Pull yourself together. You're proud and you came out, and I'm very proud of you for that. Okay?
You really are?
Yes, I am. Just don't say to me, I've got a gun.
This is the last thing that I wanted to have happen, Phil. I thought that by telling you that I loved you, that you would reciprocate those feelings.
What made you think I could reciprocate those feelings? What do you know about me that would make you think that I could reciprocate those feelings? I'm a straight man. I'm married.
You've never felt anything for me?
I care about you.
How long did it take you to get married, Phil? And I'm really trying to hold my emotions in, but how long did it take you to get married?
How long? What do you mean how long it took me to get married? I was 44 when I got married. What, are you going to say that I'm latently homosexual because I waited until I was 44 to get married?
Well, Why did you wait so long? And what were you rejecting? And are you going to tell me you've never had a homoerotic experience?
Are you trying to say to me now that I'm a latent homosexual? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
I'm asking you a point-blank question. Have you ever had a homoerotic experience?
You know that's a loaded question, right?
Yeah, well, no, I'm asking you the question. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm just trying to... If you are denying something to yourself, I want to make sure that it's that I can bring it out of you.
I'm not denying anything to myself.
Then have you ever had a homoerotic experience?
When I was a kid, okay? Like a lot of other kids.
Well, we're not talking about a lot of other kids, are we? We're talking about you.
When I was a kid, like a lot of other little boys and little girls, yes, I did, okay? Does that make me gay all of a sudden?
I'm saying, Phil, that if you couple that with how you could feel about me is all I'm saying.
I can't feel about you any other way than I feel about you. You're my friend. I gotta take a break, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I have to take a break, do you understand?
Sure, go take your break. That's what happens, right? You're going to withdraw, right?
And I'm not withdrawing. You've put me in a very uncomfortable position. I've got to take a break.
I mean, you're hanging up on me?
So what happens if I hang up on you, okay? You going to go get your gun?
I'm just saying that I've been very crazy all day. That's all, thinking about it. And
so, in other words, I've got to keep talking to you so that you won't go get your gun. Is that it?
I've had a very, very tough day.
Hold on, all right? Will you please? I got to take my break.
So you immediately withdraw from me?
Oh, God. Will you get on the line and tell him to hang on? I'm going to tell you something, Schaefer. If you knew that this was going to happen...
Friends, how many times have you said to yourself, boy, I sure wish I could drink my own urine. Well, now it's possible. Thanks to Peeman Enterprises, you can. Introducing our new Urine to Lemons. Get it? Urine to Lemons. That's right. Change your urine to lemonade. Just pee right into the urine processor, add sweetener and maybe a little sweet and low, and in a matter of seconds, you have delicious lemonade-flavored urine. How this will come in handy during the Y2K, I can't even begin to stress. You like something cold to drink? You can drink your own piss with the new Urine to Lemons Urine Lemonade here from Peeman Enterprises. Now, for the first time in your life, a long-time obsession. I know that, of course, in my home, we have long asked ourselves, boy, I wish I could just get right into that bowl and start drinking. Well, now you can with the new Urine to Lemons from Peeman Enterprises. New.
Here all day.
All right, we're back on the air right now, okay?
That's fine. We're back on the air right now. I just want you to know that I've been sitting here all day. I've been thinking about this too, okay?
But you come on my show and tell me that you love me and that you were sexually attracted to me, and I have to deal with this, okay? And then you tell me that you have a gun.
All right, I'm sorry about that, Phil. When you are a little bit crazy, and I've been a little bit crazy all day long, I've been sitting here. You want to know what I've been doing all day?
Doug, whether I want to know what you've been doing all day or not...
No, let me tell you. I've been sitting here on the couch, and I got one of your pictures. Okay, I guess that's going to make you sick, okay? And I'm looking at your face, and I kind of... you got a cute smile.
Oh, God.
So it's disgusting you, isn't it?
It's just... It's very uncomfortable, all right?
So when somebody says to you that they love you, okay... And the fact that you've got a nice, kind of a wicked little grin that you have in your picture.
It's very uncomfortable. I'm straight.
You're straight.
I'm straight.
You didn't get married till you're 44.
What is that supposed to mean exactly? I'm very interested in this, okay?
All I'm doing is making you angry.
Well, why do you keep saying things that make me angry?
I told you that I love you. Does that make you angry?
Why do you keep saying things like you didn't get married till you're 44?
No, but when I say that I love you, does that make you angry?
No, it doesn't make me...
Does it flatter you? If a woman says to you that she loves you, does it flatter you?
It depends on the circumstance. When my wife told me she loved me, it was the greatest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, but when I tell you that I love you, doesn't it flatter you?
I'm on the freaking radio right now, man. What do you want me to say to you, okay?
Forget about the fact that you're on the radio. I just want to know. Well, how does it make you feel when I tell you that I love you? Phil?
I'm here. I'm thinking. It makes me feel fine, okay? It's just that I can't do anything about it. I'm a married guy. I'm a straight guy.
But when I tell you that, you think I'm some kind of a Jenny Jones guy, then like I ambushed you or something?
Well, I mean, you know, it's very uncomfortable to. I'm not going to pick up a gun and shoot you. You know, I'm a lot more confident in my, you know, my manhood than that. I'm not. It's.
So when a gay guy says that he loves you, you don't feel threatened by that? Because I can tell you feel really threatened. I'm a homosexual. I'm telling you that I love you. Because you've been a really good friend to me. I always felt that you were very much a man.
Doug, I can't do anything about it, okay?
No, but I asked you that question about why you didn't get married till you're 44. Because I think a lot of guys who are putting it off, they're trying to prove something to themselves.
Any guy that gets married after he's 40 is some kind of a latent homosexual, is that it?
I'm saying it's something you need to look inside yourself.
Well, Doug, I got big news for you, okay?
I love how you say that. I like what you always say, I got big news for you.
And okay, well, then you're going to love this. I got big news for you, all right? I'm not gay. I'm not threatened by the fact that you...
Well, you come on sounding threatened, Phil. You sound very angry.
All right, well, let me just put my words out here into the air and quit interrupting and interpreting and putting words in my mouth. I'm not threatened by it. I am thankful that you're my friend. I'm sorry that I can't do anything.
You can't return my love for you. Is there any kind of a chance at all?
There's not a chance, all right?
Then do you expect me to keep being your friend?
Are you saying that you're not going to be my friend anymore?
How can I go on like this?
How can you go on like what?
How can I go on when I love you and you won't be my lover?
And I'm not going to be your lover, man. I'm married. I got a wife. I'm straight.
It really pisses me off, doesn't it, when I ask you to be my lover, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's pissing me off.
See, that's what I mean. You've got those latent homosexual feelings.
Why is that latent homosexual? Because
it pisses you off that I ask you to be my lover.
Now you're starting to piss me off, yeah. You know, you're screwing my whole freaking show up, man. I ought to hang up on you, okay?
You can hang up on me if you don't want to be my lover.
I'm going to hang up on you.
I got a gun.
Now, what did he just... Did he say the gun thing again? Call him back. Tell him we're going to get 911 on him. Call him back.
The lines are open right now to place your orders for the Bob McGraw Rain Gauge. And remember that the Bob McGraw Rain Gauge brings people together.
It's a beautiful product. It goes to charity. The McGraw Rain Gauge can be used as a hat for the kids. After they're done using it, you can put it on as a hat. You can use it as a bird feeder or as a hat. All of this is for the Center for Children Who Don't Have Parents. There's another one here, a youth outreach deal. The Youth Outreach Center. And at $15, they are a real steal. Just make the check out to McGraw Industries, 610 South Ardmore Avenue.
What are you giving our address for?
Well, I just thought you could clear it out for me. Act as a clearinghouse. Let me ask you, how often do you have to have your urine checked?
The Bob McGraw Rain Gauge, bringing people together and helping, is the word crippled?
Yeah.
Helping crippled children since 1985.
You can use it as a specimen cup for stool or urine. Liver bile. Send your money now.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger is with us. He's in Anaheim tonight. David Hall, our program director, is on the line. Let me get Doug back on here just momentarily. Doug, you there? Doug, are you there?
Yes, Bill.
I heard you say that I have a gun.
I'm sorry.
I told you what I would do if I heard that you said you had a gun, right?
I'm sorry, sir.
Have you put that thing away?
Yes, I have. And all I wanted to do was call up and tell you that I love you. And I've made you angry. And
of course it would make me angry doing this in the middle of my show. It's like calling if you knew someone who was otherwise committed.
Well, I wouldn't think that saying that you love somebody.
And you're inferring that I have latent homosexuality.
Why would that be offensive to you? I'm interested. Why is that offensive to you if I say that perhaps you're latently homosexual because of those conflicted feelings you had throughout your life? You never got married until you're 44. I'm sorry that I didn't meet you before that.
We did meet before that, didn't we? I guess you could have told me that you loved me then.
Well, I guess I didn't.
We've had 12 years of good friendship, haven't we?
Yes, we have, and I've cherished every moment of it.
But now you love me.
I want you to be my lover. And that angers you, doesn't it?
It makes me very uncomfortable when you say that, yeah. I don't know what kind of a phone you're on, man, but David Hall is on the line here. I got to talk to him. All right?
Why is he on the call? Why is he calling in?
Hold on for a minute. David?
Phil, I got to tell you something. I want you to be very open-minded about something, okay?
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
David, the guy is on the air here.
Now, just hear me out, okay, before you start telling me how life works. This is great. This is compelling radio. This is why people tune into those shows in the afternoon when they're watching Jerry Springer and all of that. This is great stuff.
Jerry Springer, huh?
Jerry Springer has got like a 20 share. You might learn some lessons from that. This is very compelling. This is very real life. Okay, I don't know how you feel about this. Obviously, it's making you feel a little uncomfortable.
It's making me feel very uncomfortable, given the fact that this guy, and the fact that I didn't know it was going to happen.
But I want you to open your mind for a second, okay? You didn't know it was going to happen, right?
No, I didn't know it was going to happen. The guy came on the air ostensibly to talk about this poll in Entertainment Weekly.
So you didn't know it was going to happen, so it just happened like that. And I got to tell you, this is great stuff. This is why they want to watch those shows in the afternoon, because it's real. All right? And because it's real feeling. And
we got a guy here on the phone who's telling me that that he loves me. All right?
I've heard it all. I've been listening to all of it. He's a gay guy who is in love with a straight guy. This is the modern romantic dilemma. And we've seen this time and again. And you got to understand something. This is talk radio. This is what we do. I need for you to understand that.
Well, I'm going to conclude this, okay?
What? You're going to do what?
I'm going to conclude it. I'm going to get him off the air, all right?
No, don't get him off the air. Keep it going.
And say what?
Keep the guy away. I don't know, string him along or something if you have to.
String him along with what, man? I don't feel the way. If you want it real, I can't. String him along with what?
Are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Are you going to sit there and just be in your own little world? I'm saying this is working. This is good. Tell him that you care about him.
David, I can't mess with the guy's feelings like that, all right?
I'm not talking about his feelings right now. I'm talking about your radio show. This is the reason why you can't get over the top. Because of this kind of stuff. This reluctance on your part to go all the way.
When have I ever been reluctant to go all the way?
You're reluctant tonight with this guy.
He's a guy that's telling me he loves me. He's a gay guy telling me that he loves me.
And that's reality, baby. That's what we work with. That's what we live with. Now, you listen to me and you listen good. You get on the air and you tell him that you're going to have a drink with him after work. Tell him you want us to string him along and keep the guy on the air.
I will not do that.
You want your job there?
David, this is a guy who said he had a gun.
I know. It was great. I heard everything.
And do you think it would be great if he blew his brains out on the air?
Not going to be your fault. Are you going to blame yourself for that, too? Whatever this guy does, it's live on the radio. Now, I want you to get on there and keep him on the air, telling him, and then check back with me, all right? Because I got a feeling you're going to blow this. And if you blow this, you're blowing a great opportunity for some reality-based radio. Jesus Christ, every day I talk to you about this, and every day it goes in one ear after the other. All right,
I was going to have something planned for the hour, but
I don't care what you had planned for your hour. I guarantee whatever you had planned was going to suck compared to this. Now, you get on the... is he still on hold?
Is he still on hold, Mike? Yes, he is.
All right, get on the line with him and tell him you want to have a drink with him.
And then what am I supposed to do?
Just keep him on the air, for Christ's sake. Now, do it. And then check back. Will you come on, man? The time's wasted, all right?
All right, hold on. Hey, Doug.
Hi, Phil.
Listen,
What did David have to say?
He was just talking to me about, that he finds what you're saying to be very compelling.
It's honest, Phil. That's where I live. I live in honesty, and I want you to know that I care very much for you. And
all right, okay, Doug. Let me ask something about you, okay?
Sure, Phil.
Would you, Can you hold on for just a second, all right?
Sure.
David.
Oh, God, listen to the whole thing. What happened? Did you ask him to have a drink?
David, look.
Did you ask him to have the drink?
We're talking about a man...
Oh, for Christ's sake, will you get on there and ask him to have a drink with you? What are you doing talking to me? Nobody wants to hear this conversation. Get on there and tell a guy you're going to have a drink with him. Henry, Winston Churchill once said, there comes a time in every man's life when he seizes events at the flood. This is your flood. Seize the event. Otherwise, you will be lost, my friend. Now do it.
All for the sake of ratings, huh?
No, hey, pal, you're the guy that said it on your show. That's what it's all about. What, are you going back on that?
No, I'm not.
Now get over there and tell him that. And then check back.
Yeah, I'll check back.
That's what I said.
Doug?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Is there somebody there?
No, I was on the other line. Hold on for a minute. I'll take that. Yeah?
Listen, would you care to, have a drink with me,
Really?
Yeah, after the show.
Phil, I'd really welcome that. I just would really welcome that a lot, okay?
Yeah,
I'm glad that you're opening your mind up a little bit.
Yeah.
After the show?
Yeah, that'd be kind of a great thing.
I can tell you're ambivalent about it, Phil. I can tell you it's going to be okay. Let's just sit down. I just want to look you in the eyes. I just want to look in your blue. You have beautiful blue eyes, and I just want to see your eyes. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Hold on, okay?
Okay, I'm so looking forward to that, Phil.
Oh, yeah, hold on for just a second. David?
What'd he say?
He says he's looking forward to it.
There you go. Now you got something going on. You gonna go have a drink with him? Are you gonna go have the drink with him?
Yes, I'm gonna have the drink with him.
All right, now look. Go back on the line and tell him, because I heard some of the stuff you were saying, that you've had some feelings for him, too, but you weren't able to...
I can't do that, okay? I'm a married man.
I'm not saying for real. I'm just telling him, okay?
And you want me to string him along and string along his feelings for what purpose?
Because this is a wonderful moment in radio when you get real stuff. Now, if I got to keep explaining this to you, you know, all these other radio stations in town, they're not with that crap. We go with real stuff. Now, get back on there and tell him that you've had feelings for him.
And if I don't?
If you don't, you don't work here.
You do that, huh?
You're goddamn right. Let me tell you something, my friend. This radio station's changing ownership. Everybody's ass is up for grabs, yours included. You want your job there? You want that big syndication deal you got going on? Get over there and tell him you got feelings for him.
I want to tell you something, okay?
Yeah, what?
I hate your guts.
All right, I don't care how you feel about me. Tell him that you want, you know, that you got feelings for him.
I hate what you're doing.
Great, Phil. Go be the diva with somebody else. Just get on there and tell him.
Hold on. Hey, Doug.
Yes, Phil.
And, so we're going to have a drinks later on, right?
I'm really looking forward to that, yeah. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to David.
Phil, I'm really looking forward to going out with you and just talking about it.
Listen, I want to tell you something.
Sure. This is really good. I like the way our conversation's going now. I just like the way it's flowing.
Yeah, it's great. I wanted you to know that,
Yeah, my heart is just racing, Phil, a mile a minute.
Yeah, hold on for a minute.
I just knew this was going to work out.
Yeah, hold on. I want to tell you something, okay?
Sure.
That, I've always, had feelings for you.
I knew it. Oh, God. Thank God. Oh, thank you, God. I knew that you had feelings for me. And we're going to have a drink?
Yeah, we're going to have a drink, okay?
God, I can't stop my heart. I really, Phil. I just think that it's good for us to be honest with each other. And if we can be this way for the rest of our lives together...
Now, whoa, okay? It's not about that, all right?
Well, I understand that you have Marie and everything. I think that there's... the way we could tell her something?
Whoa. Hold on for a minute. David?
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said his heart's racing.
Oh! Man, I knew it, okay? Now, you told him how you feel about him.
Yeah, and I gotta take a break, too, okay?
Hey, watch that tone with me, pal.
Well, I gotta take a break, if you don't mind, sir.
You have something, Phil?
Yeah, just let me take a break. Let me take a breather. Let me step outside and shoot myself.
Friends, from Peeman Enterprises, how many times has this happened to you? You've drunk a 12-pack of beer, and now you're ready to puke, but you're not ready to leave the party. Introducing the new Peeman Enterprises Puke 2000. Feel free to blow chunk right through the strainer into the handy fluted beer glass, and voila, you're the life of the party all over again. Perfect for New Year's Eve, perfect for Y2K. Remember, Peeman Enterprises, the new Puke 2000, and I can't tell you how handy this will be for me this coming New Year's Eve. Just having the peace of mind of knowing that when I go down into the bunker complex after Y2K and urban rioting ensues, I'll be able to vomit right into a strainer and drink my beer. Not once, not twice, but three, four times. The new Puke 2000, you from Peeman Enterprises.
Oh, God.
I'm an eagle.
Well, every show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. David Hall is on the line.
You told him about the about having a drink with him, right?
Yes, I did. And you know how I feel about all of this, okay?
Will you leave your feelings out of this for just a moment, Mr. Henry, so we can do some radio here? Would you do that?
Yes.
All right, did you tell him you thought he was attractive?
David?
Did you ask? Did you tell him you thought he was attractive?
Yes, I did, okay?
What did he say? What did he say about the drink?
He said he'd love to have a drink with me.
What did he say about being attractive?
He said, yeah, he said his heart was racing.
He said that?
Yes, he said that, okay? I'm doing everything you want.
All right, well, here's what I want you to tell him.
Look, and haven't we messed with this guy's feelings long enough?
Here's what I want you to tell him. Tell him that you think that he's sexy.
Come on, man.
Listen, you know who you're talking to here? Tell him.
Hold on. Doug.
Hi, Phil. Listen, where would you like to have a drink?
Yeah. Well, we can have one, maybe down at, a joint down in Newport Beach or something.
Crab Cooker or something like that?
Yeah, let's go to the Crab Cooker, man, and have a drink.
Phil, I'm so excited about this. Who have you been talking to?
David Hall.
Oh, the program director?
Yeah. Look,
is that the David Hall that I met at the Thanksgiving party?
Yeah, that's the same guy. I wanted to tell you...
Wow, he's good-looking too, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess he's good-looking. I wanted to tell you something, okay?
What's he doing later on, too? If you... The two of you guys...
Well, hold on for a minute, okay? David...
Did you tell him?
No, I didn't have a chance. Now he wants to have a drink with you.
What are you talking about?
He asked me who I was talking to. I said I was talking to you. He said, are you the guy that he met at the Thanksgiving party?
That's the guy that I met at the Thanksgiving party? The guy from the newspaper?
Yeah, Doug Danger.
Really? What did he say?
I said to him that I wanted to have a drink. He says, well, and he was asking about you, okay?
Right.
And then he said to me, could you come along for the drink?
Really?
Yeah.
He said that?
Yes, he said, could you come along for the drink, because he met you at the Thanksgiving party, and he wanted...
Let me put him on with me.
All right, but I've got a few...
Don't do it on the air. I want to talk to him privately. He wants to have a drink with me.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
Let me talk to him.
Doug?
Yeah.
Here's David.
How you doing?
Real good.
So you were the big, tall guy...
All right, hold on for a minute. Those guys work it out by themselves. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Oh, David.
I want to be loved by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone. Boop-boop-be-doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you. Nobody else but you.